Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, the Samambonam, chapter number 8. Lord Krishna shows the universal form within his mouth. Text number 11. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sri Shuka Uvacha Evang Sampartitha Vipra Sva Chakirshitam Eva Tat Chakara Nama Karanam Gudho Rahasi Balayo Sri Shuka Uvacha Evang Sampartito Vipra Svakirshitam Eva Tat Svachakirshitam Eva Tat Chakara Nama Karanam Guddho Rahasi Balayo Sri Shuka Uvacha Evang Sampartito Vipra Svachikirshitam Eva Tat Chakara Nama Karanam Guddho Rahasi Balayo. Please chant. Sri Shuka Uvacha Evang Sampartito Vipra Svachakirshitam Eva Tat Chakara Nama Karanam Guddho Rahasi Balayo. Sri Shuka Uvacha Evang Sampartito Vipra Svachikirshitam Eva Tat Chakara Nama Karanam Guddho Rahasi Balayo. Sri Shuka Uvacha Evang Sampartito Vipra Svachikirshitam Eva Tat Chakara Nama Karanam Guddho Rahasi Balayo. Sri Shuka Uvacha Evang Sampartito Vipra Svachakirshitam Eva Tat Chakara Nama Karanam Guddho Rahasi Balayo. Sri Shuka Uvacha Evang Sampartito Vipra Svachakirshitam Eva Tat Chakara Nama Karanam Guddho Rahasi Balayo. Ladies, Sri Shuka Uvacha Evang Sampartito Vipra Svachakirshitam Eva Tat Chakara Nama Karanam Guddho Rahasi Balayo. Sri Shuka Uvacha Evang Sampartito Vipra Svachakirshitam Eva Tat Chakaranama Karanam Gaurahasi. Anyone else? Shri Shuka Uvacha Evang Samprakthito Vipra Svacha Kirshitam Evatat Chakaranama Karanam Gudodahasi Balayo. Synonyms. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Shri Shukadeva Goswami said, Evam, in this way, Sampratita, being eagerly requested, Vipra, the Brahmana Gargamuni, Sva Chakirshitam Eva, which he already desired to do, and for which he had gone there, Tat, that Chakara performed Namakaranam, the name-giving ceremony, Gudha, confidentially, Rahasi, in a secluded place, Balayo, of the two boys, Krishna and Balaram. Please repeat. Shukadeva Goswami continued, having thus been especially requested by Nanda Maharaj to do that which he already desired to do, Gargamuni performed the name-giving ceremony for Krishna and Balaram in a solitary place. There is no Bhaktivedanta purport, so I will go to text number 12. Sri Garga Uvacha Ayang hi Rohini Putro Ramayan Sukhrido Gunai Akyasyate Rama Iti Baladi Kyad Balang Vidu Yadunam Apripag Bhavat Sankarshanam Ushantyapi. Garga Muni said, this child, the son of Rohini, will give all happiness to his relatives and friends by his transcendental qualities. Therefore, he will be known as Rama. And because he will manifest extraordinary bodily strength, he will also be known as Bala. Moreover, because he unites two families, Vasudev's family and the family of Nanda Maharaj, he will be known as Sankarshan. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Baladev was actually the son of Devaki, but he was transferred from Devaki's womb to that of Rohini. This fact was not disclosed. According to a statement in the Harivansha, Pratyudvacha Tato Rama Sarvangstan Abhita Stitan Yadaveshvapi Sarveshu Bhavanto Mama Vallabha. Garga Muni did disclose to Nanda Maharaj that Balaram would be known as Sankarsana because of uniting two families, the Yadu Vansha and the Vansha of Nanda Maharaj, one of which was known as Kshatriya and the other as Vaishya. Both families had the same original forefather, the only difference being that Nanda Maharaj was born of a Vaishya wife, whereas Vasudev was born of a Kshatriya wife. Later, Nanda Maharaj married a Vaishya wife, and Vasudev married a Kshatriya wife. So although the families of Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev both came from the same father, they were divided as Kshatriya and Vaishya. Now, Baladev united them, and therefore he was known as Sankarshan. Chunadapi Sunichena Tarariva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama Hare Nama Eva Kevalam Glo Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyata. So in the verse that we chanted, which there was no purport, there is this word Samprathita, being eagerly requested. So throughout the Bhagavatam, because the Bhagavatam is simply questions and answers, conversations within conversations within conversations, there is the conversation between the sages of Naimisharanya, headed by Shaunaka Rishi, and their questions to Suta Goswami. Then there is the major discussion, Parikshit inquiring from Shukadev. But then within that, there is the narration of the discussion between Maitreya and Vidura. And then also throughout Bhagavatam, there are various discussions, Narada and Maharaj Yudhisthira, which forms the entire seventh canto, and so many others. And we see repeatedly that occasionally the speaker, the person answering the question, will congratulate the person asking the question because the question is so nice. So here, being eagerly requested, Prabhupada writes that the spiritual master is like a loving father. The spiritual master naturally wants to give transcendental knowledge, which is his gift. He wants to give that to the disciple. So when the disciple is very eager to hear the message of the spiritual master, then the spiritual master becomes pleased. And because he already has that natural tendency to want to give transcendental gifts, then this makes the exchange very nice. So yesterday, Suradas quoted from the Upadeshamrita, the opening shloka. And just now I'm reminded that there is another shloka in that Upadeshamrita, the six things which bring about success in Krishna consciousness. And that first one, utsahan, enthusiasm. And Prabhupada explains that that means that's guided by intelligence. That's what makes it different from the mode of passion. The mode of passion is also very enthusiastic, but it's directed in the wrong way. Whereas utsahan, enthusiasm, is different because it's guided by intelligence. Our intelligence comes from Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. That's where we get intelligence. Of course, super soul in the heart, we know from Bhagavad Gita, Sarvasya Chaham, Hridi Sannivishta, Matak Smritir Gyanam Apohanang Cha. That Krishna says, I am the one that gives you knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. But from a practical standpoint, we will get our intelligence from Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. That we sing every morning, I simply want to hear the words emanating from the lotus mouth of my spiritual master. There's your intelligence. That's why it is essential that we hear the message of Godhead, Prabhupada's program, morning class, evening class. This is sometimes considered revolutionary because you can go to so many temples, they don't have a morning and evening class. All they have is ring the bell, do a few things with your hands, Hari Bol. Whereas in Prabhupada's temples, it's different. It's actually a university where we have morning and evening class. Class means something serious. This morning class sets the mood for the whole day. It's supposed to set the meditation for the whole day. Because what is the ultimate regulative principles? Smartavya ksatatam Vishnu vismartavya na jatu chit. Lord Chaitanya pointed out to Sanatana Goswami in the chapter known as The Process of Devotional Service that actually the mother of all regulative principles from which all other regulative principles comes from this. Always remember Krishna, never forget him. And of the two, the second one is more important. Never forget Krishna. So that's why you'll see what does Lord Chaitanya instruct. Satatam I'm thinking of Krishna. Krishna's Bhagavad Gita, Satyam Kirtaniya. No, but Lord Chaitanya, Kirtaniya, Sada, Hari. Always chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Ranga, Hare Hare. So in the same way, since utsahan, enthusiasm, is the first item which guarantees success in devotional service, that I must be very enthusiastic to hear and chant about Krishna. As Sura nicely explained in yesterday's class, he also quoted many shlokas. That's a good thing, to be able to quote many shlokas in one's class. That is a ornament, that's a jewel. That's very, very good. So he was telling us yesterday, the Sankirtan movement, we are part of this whole Hare Krishna movement, Sankirtan movement, this whole, especially this temple. There are so many temples, but even in ISKCON, but this temple is definitely a Sankirtan temple, leading the way in book distribution, going out on Harinam. And Prabhupada's expanded, broad view of what is Sankirtan. Because you can go to India and some Vaishnavas will say, oh, Sankirtan? Japamala, that's all Baba. Right? And some will say, no, Nagar Sankirtan, going out and doing the drums and the kartals, that's Sankirtan. But Prabhupada's vision for ISKCON, Brihat Madanga, Sankirtan is very, very broad definition. Yes, it includes japa. That's also there. You have to do. And what does Prabhupada write in that verse? Satatam kirta, satatam smartaya Vishnu, vismartavya najatu chit. That verse in the Chaitanya, the purport is very clear. Prabhupada says, the first order, right? There's this book, the final order. And let's talk about the first order. The first order is very clear. I'll show you. Chant 16 rounds. That's the first order of the spiritual master. And he also explains, yes, there are so many services. And he even mentions book distribution, enlisting life members, etc. These are, and he says, these are not ordinary services. What's the whole point of this? The point of this is to always remember Krishna and never forget him. That's why we, otherwise, yes, technically we should be chanting 64 or more rounds a day, but we can't do it. Forget about it. Previous people have tried it. It's impossible. You cannot imitate Haridas Thakur. It's ludicrous. So Prabhupada made it clear, 16 rounds and not one Hari Rama less. But that's maybe 2 hours, or in my case, 3-4 hours. But there's so many hours left. So that means it. That's it. I can't my 60 rounds. Now I go watch television? No. I still have to always remember Krishna and never forget him. Therefore, we have so many transcendental services. And these transcendental services are all centered and part of the Sankirtan movement. I think we already covered the purport, where that famous purport, Kriyasu, by manual labor, where Prabhupada mentions all of our activities are based around book distribution. Am I correct in that? Yes. So all the activities we're doing is culminating in book distribution, the Brihat Madanga, the Sankirtan movement. So if I'm sweeping the temple floor, that's also part of the Sankirtan movement. If I'm worshiping the deity, that's also part of the Sankirtan. It's all part and parcel of the Sankirtan movement. This movement is the Sankirtan movement. So Vas Prabhu, in his office, is managing the temple, also handling BBT affairs. That's all Sankirtan. Those of you right now in the kitchen, if you're hearing, you're cutting vegetables, don't think that that's some sudra work. No. It's part of the Sankirtan movement. Don't cut your fingers. But it's all part of the Sankirtan movement. Every aspect of this movement is, and we should remember that these activities are there to help me to always remember Krishna and never forget him. And therefore, I must be enthusiastic, eager, utsahan. If one is enthusiastic about Krishna consciousness, he or she will be successful. How do you lose your enthusiasm? That's another question. How do you lose it? Very simple. Offenses. That's why that nice, the way Prabhupada translates the second Shikshastakam prayer at the end of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The whole chapter is entitled Shikshastakam prayers. But we notice that the way Prabhupada translates, especially the first and second verse in that chapter, is very, very special. So in that second verse, Namna Makari Bahuda Nijasarva Shakti Tartarapita Niyamatak Smarane Nakala Etadrishi Tavakripa Bhagavan Mamapi Durvaivam Idrisam Ihajani Nanuraga. That my Lord, you have hundreds, thousands of names, such as Krishna, Govinda. These are the two original, most significant names of Krishna. Krishna, or in the Brahma Sanhita, Govinda is the original name of Krishna. And in each of these names, you have invested all your transcendental energies. So I reflect, yes, I'm not just mumbling some sounds like my father used to say when I would go visit him. Me and after 5 minutes of talking to my parents, my wife and I, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, after 5 minutes, what's there to talk about? There's nothing more to talk. How are you? I'm fine. Blah, 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 blah. That's it. So what do you do? Hare Krishna. My father said, how can you keep saying that same thing over and over again? And every year I would explain. My wife would every year explain. And every year the same thing. It's like Groundhog Day. Every year the same thing. How can you do that mumbo jumbo? It's not mumbo jumbo. Confirmed. Yes. It is transcendental sound vibration. And who will appreciate this transcendental sound vibration? Therefore, that very important verse from the 11th canto. Yagyai sankirtana prayar yajantihi sumedasa. I love this line. Because in Bhagavad Gita, which we're going to chant in a few days, all 700 slokas. Okay, there's that one line in Bhagavad Gita. Alpa medasa. Brains, and this is how Prabhupada in one lecture says, brain substance, very little. Alpa. There used to be a dog food, Alpo. So whenever I see Alpa medasa, I think, oh, somebody has dog brain. But this verse in Bhagavatam, Sumedasa, very intelligent, genius. Who is that genius person? Yajyai Sankirtana Prayar Yajanti. One who worships the Supreme Lord by the Sankirtan method. So you are all most intelligent because you have taken the Sankirtan movement. Some of you have taken the Sankirtan movement with full surrender. Some, little bit. That's all right. Any little bit you can perform Sankirtan, it is for your transcendental benefit. There is no loss, there is no diminution. Sumedasa, one who is very intelligent, they will become eager to take shelter of this Sankirtan movement. So, how do I lose that enthusiasm? Therefore, that further explanation. You have hundreds and millions of names, and you have invested all your potencies in the names. And although you make yourself so easily available, that is the whole program for Kali Yuga, as Suradas nicely explained yesterday, how fallen the age of Kali is, how sinful the age of Kali. Yes. Therefore, the process had been made so easy, it can't be made any easier, that simply you chant Hare Krishna. Can't make any more easier. What, you want to make the process just eat prasadam? Yes, that's the next. No rules, no regulations, just eat. There has to be this simple, just chant Hare Krishna. You got two ears? You got a tongue? You're in. You're initiated. Begin chanting. So Lord Chaitanya says, you have made yourself so easily approachable. Anytime, any place, any niyamata smarane nakala. No hard and fast rule. Don't worry about it. Clean or unclean. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. Who cares? Just chant. Don't even think about it. Just do it. What is that? Nike commercial. Just do it. Yes. That's our philosophy. Just chant. Shut up and chant. That's it. But then Lord Chaitanya points out, although you make yourself so easily approachable by your holy names, unfortunately, I have no attachment. Then he gives the reason why. Because I commit offenses. That's the reason why I have no enthusiasm for the Sankirtan movement. I commit offenses. And every morning we recite the 10 offenses. And then to help us even further, we take shelter of the Panchatattva Mahamantra, which clears the offenses. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. That clears the offenses. It makes chanting easier. Therefore, I must be very, very careful about committing the 10 kinds of offenses. There are different opinions. Some people say that inattentive chanting is the mother of all offenses. Other places you'll read that the worst offense is to disobey the order of the spiritual master. Some will say no to commit sinful activity on the strength of chanting. There can be various viewpoints. There's also this discussion of Vaishnava Aparad, but Prabhupada points out, of all the different kinds of Vaishnava Aparad, Guru Aparad is the most serious. What did Prabhupada do? Everything Prabhupada did was to help us. So what did Prabhupada institute to help us? Guru Puja. That is also revolutionary. But Prabhupada has instituted, yes, worship of the founder Acharya every morning so that we don't get off track. And this is a potential problem, especially for the next generations. Us Prabhupada disciples are dropping one after another. What the hell is going to happen after we're gone? What are you guys going to do? Turn it over to some Babaji? Are you going to replace Prabhupada with some other person? You're going to kick Prabhupada's books out and replace it with something? You've got a big responsibility. Yes, the history is there. We mucked up a lot of stuff since Prabhupada left. Nobody's going to deny that. But the future is, you will soon be in the driver's seat. What are you going to do? We pray that you will keep Prabhupada in his movement and not kick him out and replace him. And that Prabhupada's books remain the law books for the next 10,000 years. And I've said so many hundreds of times, the four main books, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Nectar of Devotion, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, or Chaitanya Charitamrita. As he writes, these four books are sufficient for understanding the philosophy and preaching. So you next generation and generations, please read Prabhupada's books first. No need to go any further on that point. But first read Prabhupada's books. Know these books as well as you know your cell phone contacts. Know these books. Then we can talk about all these other high. First learn Prabhupada's books. Gita, Bhagavatam, Nectar Devotion, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Read them over and over and over and over and just keep looping. I've gone through Krishna book now so many times. Every other year, so I've got to go through Krishna book. It's my lifeblood. It's what made me a devotee. That Krishna book convinced me that one night in February, Columbus, Ohio, I was so miserable. I had just finished doing a music venue, and I was so miserable. And on the bus ride over from New York to Columbus, I met this angel. Later I find out her name is Daivi Shakti Devi Dasi. And I had met her 6 months previous. She gave me my first pamphlet. And I met that same girl 6 months later at Port Authority on my way to Columbus. And she handed me this big book, Krishna. She got $10 out of me. And that's not easy, because I don't give money to anybody. But she looked like an angel. So on the bus, I tried to read that Krishna. But then there were all these big words, Shiro Dakashayi Vishnu, and it was giving me a headache. So I closed the book. So after about 2 weeks, no, maybe a month, I don't know. After some time playing music in Columbus, that one night I was so miserable, so frustrated. I said, where is that book? So I was all alone in my room. I closed the door. Where's that book? Chapter 1. Chapter 2. 3. 4. By the time Krishna killed Putana, I closed the book. I got to join Prabhupada's movement. That's how powerful these books are. Suradas also mentioned that in his class yesterday. That we must go out and distribute these books. Because that is how we will, yes, he was making the point. Don't get involved in politics. just do Sankirtan. So yes, we must distribute books so that we can, like, just as a side note, one thing I learned from this election, I realized how stupid are the American people. And then I realized, yes, there are millions of people who have not yet gotten Prabhupada's books. And that's why we have that jackass now as our new, whatever you want to call it. Ignorance now reigns supreme in America. Ignorance is bliss. Whew. Good luck these next 4 years. Whew. Hare Krishna. Anyway, the real message is there are millions of people who have not yet gotten Prabhupada's books. Therefore, we must give transcendental knowledge, enlighten. This is the only hope, not just for America, for the whole world. The whole world. Yes. Sura mentioned yesterday, suffering. Why are they suffering? Lack of knowledge of Krishna consciousness. Who will do it? Prabhupada also mentions that. Who will do this? Those who are advanced devotees, they go out and preach. So it's not a mystery who's the advanced devotee. Anyone who's going out and preaching, according to Prabhupada, he's the advanced devotee. Those who are not advanced are not going out for preaching. So, you want to be advanced? Just like what does Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita? There'll be no one more dearer to me than he. So it's very clear. You want to become dear to Krishna, dear to God? Go out and preach Krishna consciousness. Give Krishna consciousness. Become empowered. It's open to anyone. Anyone can become dear to Krishna. Anyone can be empowered by Krishna. All you have to do is take that step. That step is, yes, I will try and give Krishna to the fallen conditioned souls. And the amazing thing, every day, a new set of fallen conditioned souls are taking birth. So book distribution will go on forever. Because people are going to keep giving birth, and that means there's a whole new generation that needs to be educated in the science of Krishna consciousness. And therefore, I must be eager. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Thank you for inspiring. Any discussion, Ishta Gosti? Chastisements. Yes. Hold on. Okay, what are you saying? Yes. I am not the person who can answer that question because my level of understanding is ABC. So you would have to ask that question to someone like His Holiness Amla Bhakta Swami or Sura Das or Archita Das. The question she's asking, she wants to know more about how this word Sankarshan applies. And I'm saying to her, I'm not the person to answer because my level of Krishna conscious understanding is ABC. Perhaps Archita can explain.
And he even went further to explain that they came from the same progenitor, but one line became Kshatriya, the other line became Vaishya. So apparently they're divided. But now because of Balaram appearing in both, he appeared as the son of Vasudev through Rohini, but now he's living with Nanda Maharaj. So by his Bala and his Rama, he pulls everything together. So therefore he's known as Sankarshan, one who attracts. That's what he's saying. Rohini took shelter of Nanda Maharaj because of the danger of Kamsa. That was explained earlier in this narration. Because of the danger to Vasudeva and his wives, he and Devaki were in prison, but the other wives, including Rohini, they took shelter elsewhere. So Rohini took shelter of Nanda Maharaj. But Balaram appeared, as we know.
And I remember...
And now he's pulling both families together.
And I remember reading Rohini was a Vaishya wife. I don't think Rohini is a Kshatriya. She herself is not a Kshatriya. If I remember, I think I read somewhere that Rohini was actually a Vaishya. And at least in Vrindavan, Balaram acts as a Vaishya in Vrindavan. And in Mathura and in Dwaraka, Balaram acts as a Kshatriya. Amala Bhakta Maharaj, anything? Does that help you? Does that help you? Or you need more? Because more I can't give. I don't know. I only know ABCs. Anything else? Druta, Karma Prabhu, anything? All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Good.